Things went from bad to worse for the Romans, and finally in 410, the city of Rome itself fell and was pillaged by the Goths. A part of the Gothic force that took Rome consisted of Huns. The Goths had trouble controlling us. In 433, my uncle, King Ruas of the Huns, died, and control of his armies was thrown to me and my brother Bleda. When Bleda was killed, I took over.
Some historians suspect, sir, that you were personally responsible for Bleda's death.
You can go to hell.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, were you as ruthless a conqueror as people today think?
I don't care what people today think. I was a military man. I used whatever degree of force was necessary in any given situation. And as I look around the world today, I don't see that things have changed very much in that regard. Come to think of it, I did employ an idea that you moderns have developed quite a bit. I think you call it propaganda.
Propaganda?
Yes, as soon as my forces had come into an area and were threatening adjacent tribes, I would send some of my men out to tell horrible stories about my cruelty. You see, I discovered that if you could strike terror into people's hearts, you could save your own troops a lot of trouble.
But didn't the Europeans ever see through that?
Of course not. You must remember that the Europeans were almost totally ignorant, uneducated, illiterate, and superstitious. Since practically everything they believed was myth and nonsense, they were guided largely by their fears. So I was able to take advantage of their cowardly imaginations to terrify them with, well, I suppose, less actual bloodshed than I might otherwise have had to employ.
Were you yourself able to read and write, sir?
No, lady, I was not. In my day, only churchmen and scholars could be.
Well, why didn't they share their knowledge with the poor peasants?
That's a good question. But I was no savage, let's get that straight. I had my own definition of honor. I thought it was important to assure men that they would be justly treated if they did what they were told.
Did you live by a moral code?
As regards my personal morals, sir, they were superior, I assure you, to those of many of the Romans.